Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703. Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com.
Today's cattle futures a little bit weaker, erasing most of yesterday's gains. The August live cattle settled down 62 points at 136.17. October live cattle down 50 at 141.82. The December's down 40 here at 147.77. February live cattle 20 lower at 151.92. The August feeder cattle down harder than the live cattle. August down $1.67 at 177.42. The September feeders $1.65 lower at 180.20. October settled $1.75 lower at 182.72. Again, this erased a lot of yesterday's increases in prices. Several things happened. Some of them are kind of make you think it would go higher, some of them lower. Corn today was up sharply, which we'll talk about in a minute, but feed prices have still come down off their highs, and I think people are a little bit overly optimistic maybe that they'll continue to come down. But I think that's one driver. The other driver is actually bullish. The feeder market is that they had cash markets yesterday like $5 to $7 higher. The cash markets have really come alive. There's a sell up in Nebraska. It had some 900 weights bringing over $1.80. Really good cattle, but that's still a really high price. And I think that can bring up the index to reflect what's going on in the cash market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
The grain markets continue to rally with strength really across the board here. We have the corn futures 14 to 16 higher with December up 16 at 6.19. Still way off their highs. The highs was about $7.65. So $1.50 off the highs from back in May. We have a gap from 3 days ago, also below the market. Of course, there's a gap above the market as well, up about 7.24 on the December corn. So all sorts of gaps. And even though we've rallied significantly off the lows, we're still way off the highs. Beans, November beans up 30 and a half at 14.40. Continue to be impressive there. We have a gap there as well 3 days ago. Now also a gap around 15.30, another dollar higher than the current price. And we're about a little less than halfway back from the June high to the low set about a week ago. So big rally back. The weather pattern at the first week of August is having a heat dome across the Midwest. And so the fear of heat in the pollination period could drastically reduce yields. Now the corn crop itself from the road looks really good at this point through the Midwest. I've been driving around for 3 or 4 days up through here, and it looks really great, actually. And so I don't know. We'll see. The forecast, though, is threatening, and that's why we're having these higher prices at the current point. Wheat prices today up as well, with Kansas City up about 25 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, so may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.